Let's open our Bible in the book of Matthew. I would like to speak to you tonight about the authority in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 up to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. I would like to speak to you tonight about authority in Matthew 28, verse 18. So my aim in this message is first that you would be filled with a well-grounded amazement of the absolute sovereignty of Jesus Christ over the world and over his unstoppable mission to gather his sheep from all the unreached peoples of the world. This is a massive statement from Jesus about his sovereign rule over this world and over his mission. Jesus came and said, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. He said, Go ye therefore and make all disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now, the courage and command to go, the boldness to make disciples for Jesus from followers of other lords and other religions, the authority to baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, are all based on the rock-solid foundation of the Word and the reality all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Now, brethren, you can ask who gave Jesus this power, which he has today, and did he not always has this power even in eternity past? Hello? Are you still there? In Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, it says, All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. In John chapter 3, verse 35, the Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 3, it says, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, knelt down and washed the apostles' feet. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 21 up to 23, he says, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him be the head of all over things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth in all things. In John chapter 17, verse 2, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. That's the closest parallel to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Authority over all flesh to give eternal life to whom you have given him. So what a picture of absolute power in that great enterprise of world evangelization. No? The Father knows His sheep, and they are His. He gives them to the Son. He gives life, giving authority to the Son. And the Son gives life to all that the Father hath given Him. So when Jesus say, all authority in heaven and on earth has given unto me, He means He has been given to me by my Father.
Amen.
To which we then ask, did He not always have this power even in eternity past? That's the question. Well, John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. Jesus was, always has been, always will be God. He is with the Father, the Creator of the universe. He did not become authoritative at His incarnation or His exaltation, but here the distinction: before the incarnation, God the Word existed, but Jesus, the God-man, did not yet exist. Before the incarnation, God the Word exists with all authority, but the God-man, Jesus Christ, had not yet died for sinners. So in the sentence of condemnation hanging over His people had that been stripped from Satan's hand by the shedding of His Jesus' blood. But it is precisely the God-man, Jesus Christ, and the crucified and risen Savior, the triumphant over sin and Satan, exalted to the right hand of God, and installed as the Lord of the universe. So yes, beloved brethren, the Son of God always had authority in heaven and in earth. But when He had done the great work of redemption once for all, God is exalted Him as the God-man, the Redeemer, the risen Christ, one to His right hand, and now, as never before, put the rule of the universe.
Amen.
And the mission of the church into the hand of a man, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of Mary, Son of God. So we ask now, secondly, how much authority is included in authority in Matthew chapter 28. It says, all authority. So, beloved brethren, I remember John 17, verse 2, you have given Him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom He had given Him. He is authorized to act, not simply to enjoy the right to act. The authority of Jesus in heaven and earth is His authorized rule in heaven and earth. So, beloved brethren, so how extensive the end reality is that power and that rule? He says, all authority in heaven and in earth. That is the extensive rule in heaven and in earth. Beloved brethren, where is that, Elder Quinto? How is that authority? Well, He has authority in His act as the Creator of all things. All things were made by Him, and without Him wasn't anything that was made. Now, beloved brethren, Jesus Christ is the person who made the heaven, who made the earth, and everything in them. Because all authority. So, we see the extent of His authorized rule in His sustaining the world. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, it says, who being the brightest of His glory, and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself words our sin, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, it says, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold
together.
All the electrons everywhere in the universe maintain their path and their speed by the will of Jesus Christ. All the motion of the material soul of man and angels are held in being by Jesus Christ. Without His willing, all the material world and all the spiritual world would cease to be. Without His power. Beloved brethren, I am glad that we have the Lord Jesus Christ. I am glad. And I thank God. Another thing, He has authority to rule not only in sustaining the natural world, but governing all of the nature. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 29, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? From the smallest bird falling randomly from the branch in the jungle of the Amazon to the most massive tsunami, Christ rules. Luke chapter 8, verse 25 says, who then is this, cried the apostles, that he command even the winds, he commands even waters, and they obey him. Beloved brethren, the winds, the waves, did not get a mind of their own in the 21st century. They still obey God. They still obey Jesus Christ, as does all of nature. Isaac Watts said, I sing the mighty power of God. He said, there's not a plant or flower below, but makes thy glories known, and clouds arise, and tempest blows, by order from thy throne. He has authority in governing the universe. He has authority to rule in His sovereignty over Satan and all his demons. Mark chapter 1, verse 27, and they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what things is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commanded even the unclean spirit, and they do obey him. John chapter 5, verse 18 says, 1 John chapter 5, verse 18 says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. The reason is, and that wicked one toucheth him not. The wicked one toucheth him not. All the children of God, without his permission, the devil, the wicked one, toucheth them not. Without God's permission, Satan cannot touch the children of God without his permission. Everything that Satan did to Job, he did by permission from God.
Amen.
And that permission so embodied the design of God himself that the inspired writer at the end of the book wrote, Job 42, verse 11, they comforted him for all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Not even Satan in all his ugly design failed to perform God's holy purposes. Beloved brethren, he ruled over Satan and his demonic force. Another truth on his authority is about he had absolute authority in the oversight and governance of all the affairs of the history. He has an authority. This is why John, Apostle John, calls him King over all kings. Revelation 17, verse 14, they will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Amen. And those with him are called and chosen and faithful. And what this means practically is that no king, no president, no prime minister, no governor, no mayor, nor congressman take office except that God, through Jesus Christ, put him there. I remember one time in one conference, a lot of elders, they talk about your president. They wag their head. I don't like him. Our old nature is like that. Always complaining, almost murmuring. How about Elder Tito, what's your opinion on our president? Well, I don't have any opinion because I didn't know him. One thing I would say, God put him there. And I have no reason to murmur. I have no reason to complain. There is no such thing in the Word of God.
Amen.
The Lord commands us, pray for the king and those who are in authority, whether they are wicked or not.
Amen.
That is God's commands to us. Not to complain, not to murmur. As long as we complain, as long as we are murmuring, the Lord will send more wicked in order to chastise us and punish us. Daniel chapter 2, verse 4. He removed kings and set up kings. The Most High rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whom he will. Well, I do believe with the absolute sovereignty of God. And I believe also with the absolute responsibility of man.
Amen.
We should pray for our kings.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we are the light in the world. Brethren, Proverbs 21, verse 1, the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will.
Amen.
Beloved brethren, every decision made by every ruler against the church and ministry of Christ in time will backfire.
That's right.
He had absolute authority over kings. Not only that, he has absolute authority over all your diseases. Hello, are you still there? He has an authority, absolute authority over your diseases, our diseases. When Moses objected that he was slow of speech and tongue, God said to him, in Exodus chapter 4, verse 11, and the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb or the deaf or the seeing or the blind, have not I the Lord? And Jesus has lost none of his power to heal between this day and the first century.
Amen.
He said, when he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him, in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Beloved brethren, tonight, God can lift any diseases as he please.
Amen.
At any time he please.
Amen.
Therefore, diseases are present or not by his decree, even if Satan is the immediate cause, as he was in the case of Job. He inflicted Job with God's permission. Beloved brethren, neither Satan, nor viruses, nor bacteria, nor broken chromosomes are sovereign in this world. Jesus is. No disease will stop his authority to rule.
Amen.
No diseases, I tell you, no diseases will stop him, his authority to rule. Another thing, he has absolute sovereignty or authority over the sinful act of man. Human beings cannot escape the sovereign sway of God by running down the alley of sin.
Amen.
Oh, how crucial this is for the ministry. Right at the center of Christian gospel, the message Jesus Christ commands us to all the elect of the world is the sovereignty of God over sin.
Amen.
The God ordained, the God planned, God governed the death of the Son of God. In Acts chapter 4, verse 27, are the two most important verses in the Bible to encourage ministries that when the worst evil is thrown against the people of God, God means for it to serve his saving plan. Acts chapter 4, verses 27 to 28, for a truth against thy holy child, Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determine before to be done. Herod's mockery, Pilate's expediency, the Jewish cry to crucify him, the Gentile soldier's bloody crown of thorns and lust, all of it the plan of God. To do whatsoever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place.
Amen.
And all of it. Beloved brethren, it says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also I received, how that Christ died for our sin, according to the scripture. All the sinful details are spelled out there. Judas' betrayal, disciple deserting, soldiers gambling, and all the ugliness of it was planned, scripted. Isaiah cries in Isaiah 53, verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
Amen.
At the hand of Herod, Pilate, the Jewish leaders, all the Gentiles, God saw to it that he would be saved by the murder of his son. And the Son of himself in that very hour was totally in charge.
Yes,
John chapter 10, verse 18, no man taketh it from me, but I laid it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. And I have power to take it again.
Amen.
This commandment have I received of my Father. There never has been or ever will be a greater sin than the death of the Son of God.
Amen.
And if God could govern this sin, I tell you, brethren, if God could govern this sin without being a sinner, He can govern all. So God is never intimidated by the sin of all His people. You don't need to be intimidated either.
Amen.
Beloved brethren, even the salvation of His elect people, He has absolute authority.
Amen.
When the rich young ruler turned away from Jesus Christ because he loved his money more, Jesus Christ said, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich person to enter to the kingdom of God." And they were astonished. It says, said to him, "Then who can be saved? Who can be saved?" And Jesus looked at them and said, "With man it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God." With man it is impossible to stop loving the world and start loving Jesus. It is impossible. Nobody causes himself to be born again. Nobody raises himself from the dead. But what is impossible with man is possible for God. For all things are possible with God. Even the salvation of all His people. I hope you believe this.
Amen. That's the truth of the gospel.
Jesus has absolute authority not only to the salvation of all His elect, but Jesus has absolute authority even over death.
Amen.
Your death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Shall distress? Shall persecution? Or famine? Nakedness or peril or sword? For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved brethren, we can say God is ruling. God is always on His throne. So God is still on His throne.
Amen.
So that come death, come tribulation, come famine, come persecution, come hunger, come sadness, come sorrow, come illness, come cancer, God is still on His throne.
Amen.
God is still ruler yet. This is my Father's word. For let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems of so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's word. The battle is not done. Jesus who died shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. Oh, dear child of God, tonight, don't be afraid of death. don't fear those who kill the body and can do no more. Jesus has power over death. Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. Honestly, I've been struggling with that verse for how many years. I didn't understand that verse. The only, when I read some of our Baptists for Father, they are divided on that. Some of them, they believe that is the five acts of God. For knowledge, predestination, called, justified, and glorified. Others are not only that, but including persecution, famine, everything that Paul stated in Romans chapter 8, verses up to verses 32. But beloved brethren, one time when one man prayed near to the pulpit, he prayed over this. He has white hair. And then he kneeled down and prayed. He said, Lord, I hate baking powder. I hate baking powder. What? He pray again, Lord, I hate blah, blah, I hate blah. He said again, Lord, I hate salt, blah, blah, I hate salt. He pray again, Lord, I hate shortenings. I hate shortenings. When he got up his eyes and he said, Lord, if thou stir them up and put that into oven, I do like biscuit. That, my friend, is the proper exegesis of Romans 8:20. All things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called. Don't interpret God's providence by pieces. You will notice all your plan if you submit to God. Oh, I don't like that look. But if you interpret God's providence as a whole and put them all, you will love it. Hello?
Amen.
Thank you. Still there. Jesus has absolute authority and power over the ministry of the church. It cannot fail. Upon this rock, Peter, I will build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world to pour out witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also. And they will listen to my voice. They shall hear my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. So the mission of the church will not fail. It's still there. Some of the primitive Baptists, they said, oh, the mission, the ministry of the church stopped already during 70 AD. That's the reason why they don't evangelize. No, sir. Ephesians chapter 4, that is, the gift of an evangelist is still there. Go ye therefore. beloved brethren, the risen, the reigning King of kings, Lord of lords, reign over this world and over his mission with absolute sovereignty. Nothing is outside his will.
Amen.
If he meets with resistance, he either allows it for his purposes or he overcomes it for his purposes.
Amen.
His sovereign purposes are never thwarted.
Amen.
Isaiah 46 verses 9 and 10. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient time, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. So, beloved brethren, we might stand and amazed and full of faith and unshakable boldness at the authority of Jesus Christ over the world and his unstoppable ministry. Beloved brethren, what does this authority do in our lives today? Beloved brethren, it releases hope, filled bold and joyful evangelism, even among the hardest people of the world, because nothing is too hard to God.
Amen.
For God, no human heart is beyond the power of God to break. We are called to join God in doing what only God can do.
Amen.
Beloved brethren, the work in the Philippines, I always told to the congregation there, as long as we breathe, as long as we have an opportunity, as long as we have a strength, we must go out and reach people for the Lord. My son, Brother Paul, he's a pastor now, he's always walking in the midst of the church. He's always inspecting if the seat is empty. Then he will report to me, Daddy, the seat over there is empty. Then I will ask the deacon, what's the problem? There's an empty seat over there. Maybe, Pastor, we will know after the service is over. And after lunch, we will visit them immediately. And we want to know what is their problem, if they are sick or not, or if they have a job or no job. So we will do a lot of things in order for them to come every Sunday. Now, beloved brethren, as long as there is an empty seat, God says, compel them to come in. The reason why is that my house may be full. I told them, as long as there is an empty seat, go out and preach and share the gospel. Don't stop.
Yeah.
Last two Sundays, my son baptizes 18 people.
Amen.
Now we have another candidate this July, 8 candidates for baptism.
Amen.
Every day, every morning, when I give him a call, son, where are you now? Daddy, maybe I will call you tonight. I was in this station this morning. I have a Bible study. I need to meet someone. I need to talk to someone. I need 10 persons every day to talk with. That's my friend. Why? Because we knew that Christ is always with us. He said, go ye into the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them and teaching them always, lo, I am with you always. Wow, is that amazing?
Amen.
Ooh, it raises my hair. Ooh. This ministry cannot fail. Why would you hold back instead of joining the cause that cannot fail? Let us go out and preach invite people. Go, meaning in Greek word, as you are going. As you are going to work, share the gospel. Wherever you go, share the gospel. Every morning when I walk, hello, sir, good morning. Then I said, hello. How are you doing? Well, I'm doing. Do you work? Yes, sir. Then I started talking to him and shared the gospel. I didn't say to them that, sir, do you have time? Can we have Bible study? Oh, they say, I'm not available. If I bring my Bible to them, it will proselyte us in the religion. That's the reason every morning I memorize verses. Sir, I have a verse from the Word of God. So I will share with you. It brings comfort to your soul. What's that? Then I started making an exposition. Mm-hmm. One verse to them. Then he said, brother, would you go back? This morning, can we walk? Yes, sir. Then after that, he invited his friend. Come on, listen. He will share to us the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Every morning, me and Sister Landa, we walk. We always greet somebody, especially they planting a plant. Hey, ma'am. Oh, good morning. Then we started sharing and inviting them to our church. Yeah. They said, let me see if I will available this coming Sunday. No, we will knock at your door. We will pick you and we will bring you in our church. Mm. Okay. They have no choice. Yeah, they have no choice. The ministry of Jesus Christ cannot fail. Again, why would you hold back instead of joining the cause that cannot fail? Now, the absoluteness of the word, it says all power in heaven and in earth has been given to me. It's designed by God in his message to release many of you to leave your home and go to a place of greater need for the everlasting good of his people. And for the fame of Jesus Christ, God is doing this, brethren. We will pray for you. We will pray this church. Please pray for me also. Our ministry is not done until we breathe our last. It's not done. We will continue share and preaching the Word of God. The Lord bless you.
Amen.